भगवते वासुदेवाय
Vasanti te me rucirani ambasanta prasanna bhaktra arunalochanani rupani vidyani varapradani shakam bhasham sriho niyana vadanti. In the previous verse, it is said the anannato bhagavata prasajya Sabhajayanti mama paurishani. Those who are devotees, they assemble to us. Bodhantam parasparam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, they discuss about the glories of the Lord. Bodhantam parasparam. That is sadhu sangha. We have also discussed it. Satam prasangatma bija sangvila bhavanti ritkannadatha. When things are discussed about the Supreme Personality of Godhead amongst the devotees, it becomes a different thing than the discussion in the debating club of the non-devotees. Krishna katha is not a subject matter for debating class. It is meant for the devotee. Without devotees, nobody can understand. The others who are not devotees, they simply waste their time in reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, such literature. They simply waste their time. Because these subject matters are for the devotees. We have several times discussed this point that the so-called scholars, politicians and philosophers, they read Bhagavad Gita and comment in a different way. This is their foolishness. They cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. My Guru Maharaj used to say, it is just like licking the bottle of honey. Now, you want honey, I give you one bottle. But you do not know how to taste it. You begin to lick up the bottle. So what do you taste? If you think, here is the bottle of honey, let me lick. You will not get any taste. It must be open. But the opening key is with the devotee. You do not know how to open it. Therefore, it is said, satāna prasangāt mama bīja saṅgīda bhavantirit karnara sāyana. The devotee is now how to open it. The bottle. And then they can test. Therefore, sabhādayante yatra purushāni. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that I am speaking to you the science of Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasati yogam pratyamana hamabhyam idam yogam. Bhagavad Gita means bhakti yogam. So Krishna said formally, say 400 million of years ago, Bhagavad Gita is not new. It is, first of all, it was spoken to Sangha. And from the Manu's age and other age, you can calculate, it is about some millions of years ago it was spoken. Imam vivasati yugam patvana amabhyam. So Krishna says, that very old yoga system, I am speaking to you again. It is not a new thing that I am manufacturing for you. No. Everything, God is eternal, and His instruction is also eternal. And the followers are also eternal. There is nothing new. Nityas sāsatayaṁ purāṁ. Nitya sāsatayaṁ purāṁ. Very old, but still it is eternal and fresh. This is spiritual matter. You read Bhagavad Gita, it was spoken 400 million of years ago, and then again 5,000 years ago. Still, if you read Bhagavad Gita daily, you will find it fresh. You will never find it old. Sri Krishna is never old. Advaita achyuti anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam. Krishna is the Purana, the oldest man. But navajovanancha. But he will always see, find Krishna just a young boy, half 20 years. Navajovanancha. So similarly, Krishna's words, everything Krishna, absolute, His name, His form, His quality, His activities, they're all fresh and new. Otherwise, how the devotees can glorify the same Krishna daily with greater enthusiasm? Greater enthusiasm. The more you glorify, you feel more enthusiastic to more glorify, glorify, glorify. This is the spiritual. In the material world, if you speak one thing, once, twice, thrice, four times, then it becomes disgusting. But how this Hare Krishna mantra, you are chanting, you can chant 24 hours, it will feel fresh and enthusiastic. That is spiritual. Therefore, therefore, it is not a subject matter. This sound is not like this radio material sound. It is also sound, but it is spiritual sound, and it is coming from the spiritual world. Just like in the material world, we can release some sound from here, it can be heard from thousands of miles, but not more than that. The spiritual sound, it is released from many, many millions and millions and trillions of miles away. Still, it can be heard, provided you have got the machine to capture it. That is Bhagavad prayer. So those who have God, Javala, love of God is, they can hear. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am speaking to you the old message, Bhagavad Gita, which I spoke to some God some millions of years ago. So, why you are speaking to me? I am not a Vedantist. I'm not a sannyasi. I'm not any advanced in spiritual understanding. People may say, but Krishna says, yes, you are my bhakto. Bhakto. Therefore, to understand Bhagavad Gita means one has to become, first of all, a bhakto. The so-called non-devotee atheist class, scholar and politician, they cannot enter. It is not possible. They cannot enter into it. The same thing, licking up the honey ball. That's all. What will taste? It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, tad vidhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya upadarshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshina. The same example can be, you can go to a person who knows how to open the bottle of honey. Then you can taste. Otherwise, if you simply lick up the book, Bhagavad Gita, becoming a very big scholar, he'll never taste it. He'll never taste it. You can satisfy yourself. Now I'm eating up daily Bhagavad Gita. Thrice. But what will you understand unless you are a devotee? You will not understand. The bottle is packed up. So, here it is said, pasanti te me ruchirani amma santo. They can see me, santo. Not these rascals and fools. They can see, cannot see. Naham pratasa sarvasu yoga maya samabritaha. Bhagavan says in the world. I am not exposed to these fools and duskers, non-devotees. Why I say fools and duskers to the non-devotees? I am not saying. Krishna says, Naman duskitanam mura prabhadante naratma. Mura means left. Mura means left. And duskitanam. Duskitanam means always engaged in sinful activities. No restraint. They can eat everything, they can drink everything, they can do everything without any restriction. They think, what is that in drinking and eating in the materialism? That is the new invention of Brahmins and yogis, that you can do everything, you still will become at home. But this is not what. One has to become a pure Brahmana. Then, why in the Vedic civilization the pure Brahman is so respected? Because they are symboling the representation of the Vedas. Satta, Sama, Dama, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam. That is Brahman. Who has got the qualification? Sattam, who has taken the absolute truth as the aim of life. People, ordinary people, how they know? Sattam, Saucham, very clean, always, Krishandas, Na, taking very thrice. Sattam, Saucham, Samam, controlling the mind. Not that I am servant of my mind, I shall do whatever my mind dictates. These are the qualifications of Brahman. Samam, Damam, controlling the senses. These are the symbolic representation of the Vedas. So, therefore, satang prasangam. Well, one has to discuss about the Supreme Personality of Godhead among the satang, santo, satang santo, the same thing. Santo. Here the word is santo. Pasanti me te me ruchirani amma, mother, they can see. Santa. Santa sadaiva ridayesu. Below points. In the Brahma Sangita, again this word is used. Santa. प्रेमांजन छुरित भक्ति विलोचनेन संत सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यं श्याम सुंदरम अचिंत गुण स्वरूप गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजा। कृष्णा गोविंदा श्याम सुंदर इज मेंट फॉर दी संत नॉट फॉर दी नराधमास दुष्कृतना मूढ़ास दे कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड। One has to qualify himself to be sinless. Naman Duskitana, this is said, and another paragraph is there. Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punya karma. Those who are completely free from sinful activities. Jesam tu antagatam. No more touch with sinful life. ते दंड महानिन मुक्त भजन दीमाम जीवन प्रत दे कैन फिक्स आप देर डिवोशन एंड सर्विस टू कृष्णा बट इट्स नॉट सो इजी बट वन कैन बिकम इमीडिएटली अ संत विद इन अ सेकेंड हाउ दैट आल्सो कृष्णा सेज दैट सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो The qualification is, unless one is sinless, he cannot understand Krishna. He cannot understand what is Krishna bhajan. But if one is eager, is actually very eager, he can do it immediately. What is that? Surrender to Krishna. Sarva-dharmān parityajya. You have all this nonsense so-called religious principle. Simply surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I was forgotten about you. Now I surrender unto you fully. If you like, you can kill me. If you like, you can give me protection. This is surrender. Not business. Krishna, if you give me this nice thing, then I will surrender. That is not surrender. That is business. When Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction, the Major Prahlad, you have suffered so much for me, even from your father, now your enemies are all. Or you can ask any benediction you like. Prahlad Maharaj said, what is it, my dear Lord? Am I a dunya, bonit? That because I have suffered for you, I shall ask some benediction. Don't offer me that. Because you are the supreme powerful. Whatever I want, I can get from you. And I am born in the Asura family. I'm inclined for this material enjoyment. So don't delude me, my dear sir. And I can ask you. And why shall I ask you? Because I have seen my father so powerful, even the demigods are afraid of him. And he has finished all his power within a second. So why shall I ask for these things? Kindly engage them in the service of your servant. This much I want. I don't want anything. Therefore, a devotee never asks anything material from the Supreme Personality. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, na dhanangana janangana sundarin kavitang vajagadishakam. They are simply satisfied by glorifying the Lord. That is their only satisfaction. If they get the opportunity of glorifying the Lord, as it is said in the previous verse, that Sabhadayante Mama Paurishani. Mama Paurishani. The glorious activities of the Lord. This is the way of bhajan. Satatam kirtantam ma jatam tastadhirabhrata. This is the way of bhakti yoga. Simply glorify this. The glorification, so much activities. Krishna therefore comes to give advantage to the devotees for glorifying. Because he acts paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chatuskritam to kill the demons and to give protection to the sadhus, he has to work. From the very beginning of Krishna's birth, the enemies are there, demons are there. Kamsa advised constables. So be very careful. As soon as there is Krishna's birth, immediately inform me and I shall kill. You are always thinking of Krishna. A first class Krishna concept. Always, but to kill him. Similarly, you will find there are so called religionists. Their only purpose, so called scholars, their only purpose is how to kill Krishna. You will find so many commentaries by the politicians, by the so called scholars, but their only aim is how to kill Krishna. How to take away Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. No mention of Bhagavad Gita, of Krishna. They talk so many nonsense, but they will never say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he should be worshipped. They will never say. That means asuras. Asuri bhavama pranta. Namana diskitanam murha prapadnante naradhama. Maya Pritagana. Oh, there are very big, big scholars there. You are talking about them as Mura, Narasama. Yes. Because although they are so-called scholars, their real knowledge has been taken. Maya Pritagana. Why? This punishment that their knowledge has been taken up. Asuri Bhava Masita. They are simply thinking of killing me. That's all. How to evade Krishna Bhakti. That is the whole propaganda. So we should not be like that. If we want to be fixed up, then in devotional service, and as it is advised by Kapilde, he is the Supreme Personality Godhead incarnate, he says, for santi me ruchirani amma sant. They can see that unless God has got form, how one can see? How God can be nirata? God is never nirata. But his Sachidananda vigraha, his akar, is not like us. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, his form is Satchit Ananda. This word is not Satchit Ananda. Sat means Sitana, and Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means full of bliss. So, if we study, is our body eternal? No, sir. It is temporary. Say 50 years, 60 years, at most 100 years. It is not eternal. It is not soft. Asatoma, sadgama, the breathing intention. Don't keep yourself in this asat body. Just get your original soft body, eternal body. You are not interested. You are simply interested in this temporary body. I am this body. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am within this body. This is knowledge. This is called siddhi. So long I am thinking, I am this body, then I am cats and dogs. They are thinking like that. But when I know that I am not this body, I am the spirit spark, spirit soul, I am encased within this body. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. So, those who are self-realized, spirit, soul, they can see. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā nasocati nakāṁ sati samasarvesa bhūtesu Madhvakti Lavati Padam. That bhakti means they can see God, Krishna, and they can sadhu. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Rita. Bhakti means to engage your senses, Rishi, in the service of the Rishikesha. That is bhakti. Here it says, Pashanti Tene Richirani. Krishna is so beautiful. Richirani. Ruchi means very attractive. Now, fortunately, people in Bombay say that our deity here is more beautiful. They say there is no such deity in Bombay city. So this is our duty to dress Krishna in such an attractive way that people at least see that it is very beautiful. Then he becomes a devotee. Simply by appreciating. Simply by appreciating it, they say, now the deity was, it is very nice. Then they go a step forward. Step forward. Immediate. Simply by appreciation. Then other things will come. Gradually. Therefore, the temple, I say, should be exactly to the routine, to the instruction of the Shastra and Guru and Acharya, so that the worshipper in the temple as well as the visitor, both of them will benefit. They will be gradually seen. Krishna is so kind that he has consented to appear in a way so that we can see. At the present moment, we cannot see Krishna as his spiritually embodied. Satchitananda Vigraha. Because we have no eyes to see Satchitananda Vigraha. So, here is also Satchitananda Vigraha, Achyamurti. It is not idol worship. The atheist class may say so. But it is not so. Those who have got eyes, they can see. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered the temple of Jagannath, immediately fainted. Oh, here is my love. Here is my love. So one has to become santa, then one can see. But it is culture, by culture. Premanyana Surita Bhakti Vilochane. Santa Sadai. When you develop that culture, when you develop that love for Krishna, then you will see immediately and you will think, here is my love. So, prasanna vaktra aruna lochanani. Prasanna vaktra. Prasanna means pleasing. Somebody was talking just there, your deity is just like trying to talk with prasanna vaktra. Yes. He is there to talk with you. But he's waiting. Whether you are interested to talk with him. That's all. Krishna says that Pesam Satatuja Pranang Bhajatang Priti Budbukam Buddhi Yogam Dadanisam. He talks. But with whom? Pesam Satatuja Pranang. One who is 24 hours engaged with love and faith in the service of the Lord. To whom? Just like if you want to talk with some big man, then you must have qualification. Is it possible that if you want to talk with the big man here, immediately you like? No, you cannot talk. You must be fit to talk with him. Similarly, Krishna is ready to talk with him. He has come. He has descended in Archamurti. To talk with it, to be visible by you. Now you make yourself ready and fit to talk with you. Then you exchange conversation. Santas sadaiva rideshu bilokani. This is possible. This is a qualification. The rupani jibbani varapradani. Vibhani, Dibba means divine. Dibba. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Dibbam. Dibbam. They are not material things. One has to see. If you say, as it is said, Sakam Vasam Spionyang Badanti. Spionyang. Very favorably to talk. Suppose if I say, you have no eyes, you are blind. This is not favorable. So, the non-devotees, Mahavadis, they say, God has no eyes. So it is indirectly saying God is blind. If I say you are blind, you nonsense, you are blind. Is it favorably talking? Most unfavorable. Directly insulting. So those who are talking about God, Miraka, no eyes, no leg, no head, no tail, nothing, Miraka, that's simply blasphemy. Not Spihaniya. God does not want to hear such nonsense things. Therefore he said, Sākaṁa vāsaṁ Spihaniyāṁa bhagyanti. You cannot say that Krishna is blind, Krishna is lame, Krishna has no hands, Krishna has no nothing, nothing. Indirectly saying Krishna does not exist. This kind of addressing Krishna, Niyakar, is not favorable talking with Krishna. Favorable talking, if you want to talk with Krishna, then you must conserve the basic literature, how Krishna is worshipped. Dinam kandantam aravinda dalayatasam varahabatam samasitam mudasundarangam kandarpakutitamani abhisesasobham govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. My Lord Krishna, Govinda, is playing on his flute. Venum kandantam. Aravinda dalayatasam. His eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. Aravinda dalayatasam. Varahavatam sa. He has a nice peak of feather. These are the basic description of Krishna. And not that the devotees have imagined some that the Mahavadi says. Just imagine the form of God. God's form cannot be imagined. That is not God. Anything imagination is not fact. It must be factual. And the factual information you get from the Vedas. Not only you get the Vedas when Krishna was present on this earth. He exhibited his rūpa, his form, his activities, his lila, everything he exhibited so kindly. So, you have to think of this Krishna lila, Krishna's form, Krishna's activities, janma karma same, dibbam, they are divine. They are not material, because Krishna has got divine body. Satchitananda vigraha. But, to favors, because devotees are always anxious to see. Therefore he comes. When Krishna says, Puritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. Samavami jude. He comes for two business. First business is Puritranaya sadhunam. The sadhus, the santas, or the devotees, they are always, I mean to say, given trouble by this atheistic class of them. So therefore they have no other means. They simply think of Krishna, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Even his father was giving him trouble, so much trouble that he wanted to kill him somehow. So the santas, they come. They have to suffer so much trouble by the demons. Therefore, we have already discussed that verse. that what is that? Titiksa. Titiksa va karunika. If Santa means he has to suffer. Just see, in the Western countries, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was speaking about God, God consciousness. That was the only fault. And he was crucified. You see. He was crucified. Instead, order him to be crucified because he is talking. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, he is 5 years old boy. He was talking only of Krishna, Narayana. Therefore his father became enemy. He was trying in so many ways to kill. This is a very old story that if you become a devotee, you must be prepared to put into miserable condition by the demons. That is their business. Asuri bhava masi. Asuras, just like even Krishna, even God himself, he was attempted to be killed by Kamsa. Not only that, he engaged so many demons. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Mahidasur, so many asuras. But Krishna is always Krishna. Paritrana sana vinasaya duskita. He is able to finish this duskita or the asuras by his omnipotency that he can do. But the asuras are always, their only business is to give trouble to God and his devotee. Therefore, it is advised, Titiksava karunika srina sadhudina. A devotee should be so advanced that in spite of being troubled by the asuras, he should tolerate Titiksava, and still he should be kind upon. Not that this man is talking against me, against God, therefore I shall be angry and drive him away. No. Titiksava karanika. Everyone in this material world, more or less, they are asuras, atheists. So if you want to preach, then you have to learn tolerance and speak in such a way that these asura can become also devotees. That is business. So, here it is said, that sākaṁ vāsaṁ sriha niyāna vadanti. So we should pray in such a way, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, sriha niyāna. Don't think he is dead stone. Then that is the conclusion of the atheist class. No, death, no. You talk in such a way that he will be pleased upon it. He will be pleased. He is pleased. He is satisfied in himself. But he wants to see that you are also talking about him pleasingly. That's all. Therefore he comes. Paritrana, Saduna, Vinasa. You talk unpleasingly or pleasingly, it doesn't matter to Krishna. But if you talk pleasingly, then you become benefited. You become benefited. So therefore, there are stotras. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka. Meaning he is worshipped. God is worshipped by the best selected words. Not patchy words. No. All selected words. So you'll find in so many prayers, not only in our basic scripture and other scripture also, in Bible, in Quran, the prayer. Prayer is also devotion. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam. Bandhanam. This bandhan. The Christians and the Mohammedans, they offer bandhanam. although they do not worship the deity, but they offer prayers to the Lord. That is also good. That is also bhakti. Archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakham, akun. There are 9 different processes. So you accept all of them, or some of them, and at least one, then your life is successful. Sriyanti, very selected words. You surrender to him, but don't talk things which does not please him. You don't say that God is formless, God has no eyes, no leg, no head. These things are there. Just like in the Vedas, it is said, Apan Pada Yamanagrahi, that he has no hand, but he can accept your offerings. That if he has no hand, then how he can offer your offerings? How he can accept your offerings? He has his hand, but not like our hand. He can extend his hand millions of miles. Just like Krishna leaves his Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, that planet is many millions and trillions of miles away. But he can accept what you offer. That is Krishna's hand. Not like your hand, 3 feet, no. Therefore, sometimes in the Vedas, it is said that God has no hand. That means he has no this material hand. But he can accept your offer. That means he has got hand, but that is a different type. That is explained, Satchidananda Vigraha. So in this way, we have to study the science of God, the science of Krishna. Then our life will be successful. And if we can understand Krishna's activities, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, then we become fit for going back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much.